Welcome, champions, to episode 32, the very special Haiti episode of Chimp Out Radio. I am your host, Mr. DJ Stupnik. Joining us tonight, we have a wonderful lineup of people. We've got Latrine Jackson joins us, and we're going to have Snowdog back in here to read our top 10. And we're going to talk to Galagly himself. That's right. So, chimpers, sit back and enjoy, because Chimp Out Radio starts now. Champions, we are in for a treat because we have our own roving reporter placed in Haiti, and she's with us on the phone right now. Please welcome Latrine Jackscoon. Can you hear us okay, Latrine?
Yes, I can. I've got to be very quiet, though, because I'm here undercover, and I don't want to be discovered.
Well, no, I'm Latrine. Latrine, you've taken certain precautions down there in Haiti to make yourself inconspicuous. Tell us what you've done.
Well, first of all, I've got a hazmat suit, obviously, because of the stench is unbearable.
Right.
I've got a chastity belt as well, so I don't get my dicked. And over all that, I'm wearing a witch doctor mask and costume, so, you know, it is pretty hot here.
You must be sweating pretty bad then.
Oh, goodness, yes. I just can't wait to get out of this shithole, to be honest.
So are the bodies piling up in the street? What's going on down there?
Well, I don't know if you've heard, but the niggers are actually using the bodies, well, the carcasses, as roadblocks. A really fine example of nigger logic.
Yeah, I think they should call those road blacks.
Yeah. I mean, the chimping out because they're not getting any help through, and then they pile these dead niggers to stop any further aid from getting through. So, mm-hmm. I mean, what can we say about that? Just niggers. And it is getting pretty scary here now. Niggers are sort of going around looting and robbing and doing the usual TNB. And, of course, you know, if you look at this on the mainstream media, they're all shocked about it. Oh, you know, poor niggers, and they don't realize it. They do this thing on a daily basis, earthquake or not.
Actually, the earthquake probably slowed them down from their TNB.
Yes, I think it did.
From what I understand, the earthquake in the city of Port-au-Prince, it actually caused improvements.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yes, it did.
Well, sure. Anytime you lose 100,000 niggers, you know, things are bound to improve.
Exactly.
The air quality improves.
Yeah.
You know, it's safer streets. Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, they are getting back into their usual monkey shines now.
Oh, well, that's good.
But we've had a bit of an aftershock today, so hopefully that should quieten things for a bit.
Well, I understand they're really hungry now, and they're starting to actually cannibalize some of the rotting bodies. Is this true?
Oh, yes. I mean, are you surprised at all?
No, absolutely not.
Well, I suppose a bit of meat is better than eating mud cookies.
That's right. They've been eating dessert for so long with their little mud cookies, they decide to have a main course now.
Well, yeah, exactly, because they received some biscuits from one of these nigger-loving charities or something. Mm-hmm. And they chimped out because their biscuits were out of date.
Oh, boy. I actually read that story, Latrine, and I couldn't believe it. They had been manufactured in 2008, and they started chimping out because they thought that was the expiration date instead of the manufacture date. And you know, there's an old saying, beggars can't be choosers, and if I were starving, I would eat moldy bread, you know.
Well, yeah, yeah. Exactly, but, I mean, we are talking about niggers here. Another thing I've noticed about them is, I don't know if you've seen the pictures, but they're all, like, even the dead niggers are out with, oh, hang on, there's a nigger here waving his stick at me. hang on. Oh, he's gone now. Yes. So I've got to be undercover here, you know. I've just shaked a chicken bone and hope that it will go away. Yeah, even like the dead niggers have got their paws outstretched. Give me that pose. Don't know if you've seen those pictures.
Mm-hmm. Even in death, they had their little monkey paws stretched out saying, give me something.
Yes.
You should see this picture, DJ, if you haven't seen it already. It is hilarious. I mean, they're all laying there in a big pile of corpses, and all their hands are sticking out. So even in death, they're begging, gives me that.
Gives me that. So another thing that I've come here for is to deliver our very own Chimp Out aid mission.
Well, that's very nice of you, Latrina. And what are we giving to the niggers today?
Well, let me see. We've got some chicken bones.
Okay.
For their juju. More liquor so they can get drunker and cause even more chimp outs and TNB.
Okay.
We've got them some nice new machetes.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Yeah, and
well, you gotta help. You gotta help them out. I mean, a lot of people think that we here at Chimp Out are not compassionate towards them.
Of course, yeah.
It's nonsense. I mean, we're sending all kinds of stuff down to Haiti, and Latrine's got a nice big long list here. So.
Oh yes, I've got a few AK-47s as well.
Okay.
We've decided as well to send in some roadblock material because there's some places like Detroit and New Orleans and even London that, you know, they've got too many niggers. So just to replace the ones they've lost there as well. So
yeah, I understand the morgues of those respective cities have donated their dead niggers to Haiti to create more roadblocks.
Is that for roadblocks or is that to feed them?
Well, both. You know, it's just both purposes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Who says that niggers can't be useful? We've got a few more items as well. We've got some used diapers.
Used diapers?
What's that for?
Well, they can extract the jenkum off that.
Oh.
Some empty bottles.
Again.
£4,000 of crack and £4,000 of PCP, so that should get them chimping out.
That, is that £4,000 per nigger?
No, £4,000 per nigger. We are generous, aren't we?
Well, I'd say that's a little stingy based on how much they like that stuff. But, you know.
Well, there aren't so many of them now, are there?
No.
Well, you got to understand there's 100,000 less of them, and but there's still a lot of niggers left. And, you know, if we send a bunch of crack and PCP down there, it's going to help speed up the process.
You know what we should do is we should open up a KFC down there. Make a mint.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, what would they use to pay for? Because the average Haitian lives on a dollar a day. I mean, would it all just be like dollar menu stuff on there?
Well, sure.
Yeah.
Dollar menu.
Keep it real.
Keep it real.
We've got some flamethrowers as well. That's a very kind donation from Birdman.
Oh,
that's nice. Boat.
Yeah, I got a hold of some really great Army surplus stuff to send down there, and some old flamethrowers from World War II in Korea really came in handy.
Nice.
Then we've got actually a few celebrities that want to sort of go to Haiti and settle down.
Yeah, permanently.
Yeah, we've got Heidi Klum wants to go there.
She can take Seal and her nigglets with her, too.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Madonna.
Okay.
Obongo, Timpel, and his nigglets. Some rabid dogs.
Okay.
Swarms of bees.
Yeah.
Some AIDS-infected needles. Hot Cheetos. That's from Nut Nice. More weapons. You know, the more the merrier. And an earthquake machine. I think they'd love that. Keep them rocking.
That's that old Tesla invention. Nikola Tesla invented the earthquake machine. You attach it to a bridge and it gets in tune with the... Oh, shit, I forget the term.
I think it's the specific frequency of that
Frequency of... it gets in tune with... So if there's a bridge somewhere in Haiti, you know, you can just attach it to the bridge and turn it on, and about an hour later, there'll be another earthquake. So, you know, we're really doing our part to help these chimps out down there because, you know, they live miserable lives anyways, and at least if they have an earthquake, it makes their lives more interesting at least, you know.
Yeah, and it gives us something to laugh about.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Oh, we've got more donations because, like I said, our members have been very generous. White Man's Burden wants to send them some 26-inch spinner rims. Now, I don't know what they're going to do with those, so they might put them on their carts, like the donkey
the carts
or something.
Yeah, mule carts. Yeah. I mean, they're shiny. You know how niggers are about shiny stuff.
Maybe they can use them as a grave marker.
Mm. Yeah.
Here lies Leroy. And we're going to spin that mother. Yeah, right.
Ruski wants to send them some dirt cookies. Some dirt for the mud cookies.
He's a sweet guy, you know that?
Yeah, gotta love that guy.
Maleficarum wants to send them 100,000 of our English niggers.
100,000?
Only 100,000?
Well, I said I'd back that up as well, so I'm sending another 100,000 from me. And let me see what else we've got there. Oh, yes, Shovelhead Road. This is very kind of him. He's actually written them a check.
Oh.
In the amount of $0.00, and that is in Zimbabwe dollars.
Wow, he has such a big heart. I'm telling you.
He has, yes.
I mean, they can really put that to good use.
Mm-hmm. Mm. JT Buckmaster, and first of all, I'd like to congratulate JT for being our newest trustee.
Oh, well done, JT.
He's been really generous as well. He's got, potassium cyanide capsules, Cyclone B showers, sulfuric acid, white phosphorus, napalm, mustard gas, sarin, Soman, Tabun, VX gas, and, first of all, 10 party buckets of KFC. Well, what do you have to say about that?
We've known JT for a while, and we didn't know he was a chemist. Good work. I mean,
yeah.
You know, Haiti needs some good chemists down there.
You know what we should send them? We should send them some soap and water.
No, they'd probably throw it in the ocean and, you know.
Watch them chip out. Yeah.
Yeah. What the fuck? You motherfucker. I've decided, seeing as they had the aftershock today, a bottle of aftershock would be nice as well. You know that drink.
Oh, aftershock. Cinnamon liqueur.
Yeah.
Oh, aftershock. I get it.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't think they'd get the irony, though.
No.
Mm. I mean, they're kind of stupid.
Probably not. But yes, our members have been very, very generous, and I'd like to thank you all, and I'm sure we'll get more donations. So, you know, keep them coming, chimps.
So are you hiding in an alleyway down there?
Yes, because I am. I've got to be careful. Because there's this nigger, he seems to have gone now. You know, I did shake my chicken bone at him, and he sort of... I think that scared him off, because they are scared of hoodoo with his big nose niggers. Yes, I've got to be really careful. I don't really want to stay here very long, you know, because even underneath all this suit I've got on, it really stinks.
Yeah.
Well, apart from the normal nigger stench.
Can you describe the area that you're in right now?
It's a shithole, but to be honest, I can't really tell the difference. Just know that nigger's back again.
Oh, boy.
Let me rattle that chicken bone. Go away, nigger. Go away. Off with you. Look, there's some KFC down that way. Madonna's over there. I think she wants to adopt you or something.
Good, good. You're good at thinking on your feet there, Latrine.
Yeah, it's gone now.
Good.
I bet the chicken bone really helps. I mean, because they do that juju stuff. I guess chicken bones are like religious icons to them.
Yeah, it's like waving a cross at a vampire or something.
Well,
Bali.
Yeah. And just imagine how hard it is to find a chicken in Haiti.
Well, it's probably either eating them or madick them. Well, probably madick them first and then eat them.
You think that's where brown eggs come from?
Probably, yeah. Bird flu.
Can you imagine a nigger that would hatch out of an egg?
Oh, God, no.
Because when I was a little kid, I was at the bowling alley for the first time. I was like 3 or 4 years old, and I didn't know what a bowling ball was, and my sister told me those were nigger eggs. And I believed her. I was like, ugh, why are you putting your finger in that? But, So, how long are you going to be in Haiti there, Latrine?
Well, I'm hoping to leave as soon as possible after this.
Yeah.
Don't know how long I can keep this up because it is getting really, really hot underneath all this garb.
I'm sure.
So, I mean, hell, you have a hazmat suit on, a chastity belt, and a witch doctor outfit.
Mm.
Plus, you're carrying a couple pounds of KFC with you just to use, you know, as a
deterrent. Yeah, oh yeah.
You know, if a nigger comes towards you, you can just throw a piece of chicken out and they'll go after it.
Yeah.
Do you have regular or extra crispy?
Oh, extra crispy, of course.
Oh, very nice. Okay.
Can't say that we're not generous, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, guys, I'm going to get out of this shithole and go back to my nice little safe nigger-free house in England as soon as I can.
Well, you're a lot braver than most of us, and thank you for making the trip down to Haiti to be our...
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime. I might be going to Zimbabwe on another undercover mission soon, so I'll keep you posted, guys.
Latrine Jackscoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Latrine.
You're welcome.
Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the...
Yes, champions, that was Latrine Jackscoon, calling direct from Haiti. Hold on to your hats, champions. We're going to get somebody on the phone here in a minute. His name is Galad Gly.
Hello?
How are you tonight?
How you doing, man?
Not too bad. It's good to hear from you.
Finally get to talk at last.
Yeah. First, I want to make sure, how do you pronounce your screen name?
Galad Gly.
Galad Gly. I had it wrong.
It's old Gaelic. These people were originally a mix of Islander Celts and Vikings on the islands between Scotland and Ireland, who had intermarried with Vikings over time. And in the late Dark Ages and early Middle Ages, these were among the most feared mercenaries of the British Isles.
Really?
One of the translations, there's two different translations for that. One means foreign Gaels, because the other Celts didn't quite accept them because they were mixed with Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
And another version of the interpretation of that name is foreign soldiers, because they were mercenaries.
I see.
And my mother's side of the family is directly descended from them.
Really?
Yeah.
And where did you get the avatar picture that you use on the forums?
I found it on the net looking up things of Scottish interest, and I kind of liked that one. I picked it out.
Great.
Put it on there.
Have you ever been to Scotland?
Not yet. I'd love to go, though. I have relatives over there, actually.
That's awesome. Then you have a place to stay.
Some distant relatives. I mean, my relatives over in the UK have money. You know some of them. I'm not going to mention their names, but we have one of the members of our distant extended family over there who was in the House of Commons.
Really?
Back in the 1990s.
Wow. That's awesome. Galad Gly, you have gained quite a bit of notoriety and respect around the forums for starting a thread that has just become very popular, and it's helped to balloon the popularity of Chimp Out Radio itself. That thread is called the Songs Niggerized thread. And
oh, yeah.
Can you tell the champions a little bit about how you came up with the idea for that?
Well, it started out on another thread on another forum long ago where someone mentioned something about some shibu needing whipped, and the lyrics just popped in my head from that old Whip It song by Devo.
Yep.
And the lyrics popped in my head in like a capsule form, and I just wrote the whole thing out immediately. And everybody got lots of lols from it, and I just kept on going.
This may interest some of you folks out there, but the song's Niggerized thread has had over 11,000 views, which is really quite good.
And how many posts?
171 posts.
Awesome.
Not too bad.
No, but, and we've definitely stolen our share of material from that thread. So, Galad Gly, do you sing?
I did have a band about 20 years ago that broke up. We had a punk rock band. It started out as experimental music. We were trying to come up with something new, and it was 1989, my senior year of high school.
Uh-huh.
And I hooked up with a couple guys who were in the jazz band and a member who was a drummer in the marching band. And we were trying to come up with something new, and we put together a polka drum beat with a bossa nova bass line, but based it on, like, classic 70s punk rock, like the Sex Pistols and the Ramones, and it just ended up being some kind of weird punk rock. But I was the lead singer and guitarist back then. I don't play guitar anymore because I broke my left hand fighting. I can't curl my left hand around the neck of a guitar anymore.
Oh, boy.
But we came very close to having a record deal.
That's great.
Because our other guitarist went to meet somebody up in Columbus, Ohio, who was starting out a brand new record label. And he went up to meet him, and he came back and told us he didn't go along with it because he thought they were a bunch of shysters, basically.
Hmm.
And when I found out the name of this record label from him, I I about jumped out myself because it was a new record label no one had heard of at the time. I had heard of them, but it was Deaf American.
Oh, wow.
We came that close.
Wow.
That was started by Rick Rubin, wasn't it?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, Deaf American, now it's just called American, and they have bands like Slayer on there. So.
Yeah. Well, in the 90s, there, and I think for bands like the Black Crowes, I think we're on Deaf American.
Wow. Well, Gallo, you would definitely have a place on Chimp Out Records if we ever start that up.
Yeah.
Well, have you thought about recording some vocals for any of the songs off that thread that you started?
Oh, that'd be great.
Do it. Definitely.
Like a punk rock version of Johnny Rebel.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be awesome.
Not so long ago, I wrote a little song. And much to my surprise, before very long, looking for a handout was sitting on top of the segregation hit parade. So the nigger population keeps getting bigger. And since I got my first break by singing about niggers, I'll just sing two or three more verses and see if I can double up on the friends I've made. Now we've all heard of the NAACP. They say they're gonna make all them niggers free. What they mean is they're looking for someone to earn it, bring it in the house, put it on the table and feed them. Cause their idea of freedom ain't being free. It seems they're more interested in getting it free. And me and my family and every other white man and his family could go for that kind of freedom. Still looking for a handout. Things are still the same. Still looking for a handout. Not a thing has changed. While they're on welfare, they haven't got a care. Cause they like it that way. They like it that way. My mother used to say, son, a living comes hard. And you ain't gonna make it by sitting in the yard. You just can't sit around like a nigger. You had to get up off it and hustle yourself a job. And after all these years, I find this true. And I sit and wonder like most white men do. Who in the world is feeding them jungle bunnies while they're demonstrating, causing riots and forming mobs? Still looking for a handout. Things are still the same. Still looking for a handout. Not a thing has changed. While they're on welfare, they haven't got a care. They like it that way. They like it that way. Now my suggestion to their problem of being free is going back to Africa and be cannibals like they used to be. And they can spend the rest of their lives eating each other, throwing coconuts and swinging from a tree. Or they could stay here and be our friends and still be free like they've always been and start earning their own way in life and stop depending on you and me. Still looking for a handout. Things are still the same. Still looking for a handout. They ought to be ashamed. But like I said before, they keep a wanting more. They like it that way. They like it that way. They like it that way.
Still looking for a handout, Johnny Rebel. Next up, we have a little ditty sent to us from overseas, coming straight out of England. This is from UK Darky Destroyer.
Hello?
Hello, this is Oxfam. How can I help?
Oh, hello there, Oxfam. Yeah, my name's UK Dark. Could help?
Yeah? With a donation?
Well, anything, yeah. How can I possibly help these creatures?
Yeah, the most useful way is to make a donation.
Yeah.
For example, we've got plenty of staff and helpers and that sort of thing, so we don't need volunteers like that, in Haiti anyway. So if you were able to make a donation or, like, collect from people at work or anything like that, that would be brilliant.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah, I'd love to do that. How much money have you raised so far?
We've raised about 1,300,000 from our emergency appeal.
Wow, that's absolutely amazing.
It's brilliant. In a few days, it's fantastic, isn't it?
Just a few days.
Never cease to amaze us.
Of course
that's
not,
from,
no.
That's from a couple of companies as well, and, you know, trusts and foundations and things like that. But in total, that's the amount that we
130 million pounds.
No, that's 1,300,000.
Wow, 1.3 million.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's
good, isn't it? But we need a lot more, so if you can make a donation.
Yeah, yeah, certainly. What sort of figure would you be looking at?
What our initial assessment that we're going to spend, we're going to need at least $3.5 million. But as of course, the more we look at the situation, the more we realise how much work there is to be done. So that figure will probably rise. So we're still quite a long way short of that at the moment.
Yeah, that's almost $300,000 per person. That's an awful lot of money. Well done.
Yeah.
And how would I donate?
You can donate over the phone. You can take a donation into your local Oxfam shop. You can send a cheque or any of those, really.
Oh, right. Unfortunately, I don't have a bank card at the moment, but I do have a local Oxfam shop nearby.
Yeah. Pop in there and they'll be very happy to take any amount of cash or anything that you can give them.
Yeah, I've also got jars, the jars of food, perhaps.
Right, we wouldn't be able to send those over, but that would be more like for a British charity would be...
No, jars of Jenkum, no. 1.3 million.
Yep.
Well, personally, myself, I think that's way too much for these damn worthless niggers. Goodbye.
You're listening to Chimp Out Radio with Birdman and DJ Stupnik. If you like what you hear and want to get more episodes, go to the forums of chimpout.com. Registration only takes a moment and it's free.
We're back with Galaglian. Bird, you've got a news story for us, don't you?
Yes, this being the Haiti episode, I figured we'd do quite a bit of coverage of Haiti, and this story comes from Black Plague, posting it in the forum. Haiti, a long history of being a shithole. Booga, booga, booga. It's funny, it has this picture of this nigger painted up and with his face painted white and his body painted black. You'd think they couldn't get any blacker than that, but apparently he found a way. All right, the story starts out, by any standards, Haiti represents a very great concentration of misery and dashed hopes. In January 1804, a key date in the history of the bedeviled country, the African slaves overthrew their French masters and declared the world's first black republic. Oh, boy.
Chocolate City.
Yeah. Haiti became an emblem of slavery's long-throat abolition, and the slave leader... Oh, shit. I hate these French names. Toussaint Louverture. Oh, God, that's terrible.
Croissant Ooga Booga.
Yeah, we might as well just call him Croissant Ooga Booga. But he was this slave leader, Croissant Ooga Booga, was hailed from William Wordsworth, among other romantics, as a morning star of the Americas. Since independence, however, emperors, kings, and presidents for life have misruled the Caribbean nation through violence and theft of public funds.
So it's like Detroit.
The Constitution is made of paper, they say, but the bayonet is made of steel. More TNB, more Ooga Booga.
More candy.
This is so typical of any nigger-run country, but... It goes on. In January 2004, I returned to Haiti for the first time in 13 years. Preparations were underway for the independence bicentenary. But no one felt much like celebrating. The capital, Port-au-Prince, looked even more dilapidated in the streets around Croissant Ooga Booga Airport, appeared to have degenerated into a slum. Yeah.
Can you imagine what the airport looks like? It's probably just like a field with a bunch of Jenkum bottles laid out in a straight line.
This is so
lowrider airplanes.
This is so funny, guys. It says, familiar smells of drainage and burning rubbish hit me as I made my way to the Hotel Olofsson. So there you have it, folks. I mean, you know, I've been saying this for a while, since the earthquake happened, that the earthquake actually caused $100 million worth of improvements to Haiti. Those damn niggers down there, man, they crack me up. I mean, it's funny, too. All these celebrities are rallying together to help these stupid-ass ground monkeys down there. It's not going to get any better, folks. You could send the entire GDP of America, Canada, and Europe combined to Haiti, and it would still be a slum 10 years from now. Why are they wasting their time? Why are they wasting their money? I just don't get it. How do you feel about that, Gallo?
I think if they poured a lot of that money in there, that it could stand to make a small fortune for KFC and Colt 45.
That's right.
They'd sell a lot of Cadillacs.
Yeah, yeah. Open up a couple of KFCs down there, put down a few Cadillac dealerships, and hand out like gift cards to buy KFC and Cadillacs, you know. I mean, the niggers will be styling and profiling. You know, they'll finally be happy for once.
Another good prank would be to print off a bunch of fake money with Obama's picture on it. Passing that out there.
They would probably make that the new Haitian currency.
It'd probably be about as much worth as the original Haitian currency, too.
Yeah.
And we've got to print it off on zigzag paper to make it truly authentic nigger money.
Zigzag paper.
Yeah, I can't buy nothing with this, but I sure can smoke it.
Do they even have marijuana down there? Are they still, that's a little advanced for them. You would think they would be huffing jankum or something.
I think they plant it on the Dominican side.
Ah, okay.
They sneak across the border like African ninjas and plant it. Because from my understanding, didn't they sell off all their topsoil?
They lost it all because of deforestation, didn't they?
Yeah, the niggers really couldn't figure out the fact that you actually have to replant the trees after you cut one down. I mean, that will save your soil, but, you know, the niggers, it's lost on them.
But Haiti the country where the niggers were starving so bad before the quake that they were eating dirt?
Yeah, they make mud pies.
Yeah.
And they're surrounded by some of the best fishing waters on the planet.
Yeah. That just goes to show you, folks, you know, these niggers are really, really bright.
I mean, we humans that have the money and can afford to go down there into that area to vacation for deep sea fishing. And that part of the ocean is known for being a good fishing spot for game fish. But instead of actually getting out on a boat and fishing, I ain't getting on no boat. Oh, hell no.
You could take your own boat down there and park it about 1 mile off the shore, and the niggers will be standing there on the beach going, well, what the fuck he be doing? What he doing out there?
Did you guys see that news article about, it was like the day after the quake hit, there was this huge luxury, a cruise ship that parked outside of Haiti, and they got a lot of flack for doing it because, you know, here's these humans with all kinds of money on vacation sitting there watching these niggers scrambling for their lives.
I'd be sitting on the boat laughing my ass off.
You know? I'd be making bets. The one in the purple shirt holding a feather duster, I want $50 on him.
Yeah. Maybe we should open our own Chimp Out cruise line.
Yeah, we could stalk their cruise boat full of buckets of KFC and just have a little cannon that shoots them onto the shore of Haiti.
It'd be like the Love Boat, only be the Hate Boat. And instead of Captain Stooping, I guess it'd be Captain Stoopnig. Bird, that would make you Doc, right?
I never watched that show.
Oh.
I have no idea.
Luther would be Isaac. Remember Isaac the bartender?
Well, any nigger for that matter.
Don't wash your hands, 'cause you're gonna be licking them. They gon' bang a fry. of my chicken. Misha's got that fresh hot ghetto fried chicken.
Everybody want a piece of my chicken. Southern fried chicken.
Back with us tonight, we have our favorite trustee, Snow Dog, is with us. How are you doing tonight, Snow Dog?
I'm doing fine.
Awesome. Well, Snow Dog is going to be reading the top 10 list for us. And, Bird, what is the topic for this week's top 10?
Top 10 things a nigger will not steal.
And coming up with 10 things, I'm sure, was really tough this week.
Yeah.
Because you know niggers will steal anything. What is number 10?
Number 10 is civility.
Oh, of course.
Civility.
They can't even spell civility.
What that civility be and shit? I don't know what you're talking about, bro.
They probably think it's a venereal disease. Yo, man, I got the worst case of civility.
If only.
Yeah, if it only. Yeah, if it was like AIDS on steroids, that would be awesome. We'd just be giving out civility shots and, you know, to all the nigglets and...
That's but that. Would we really want to give shots out to make them healthier?
No, I mean shots that would infect them.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's my kind of civility. Number 9.
Your German Shepherd.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I'd be scared of dogs and shit. Get that dog away from me. He'd be biting.
Niggas are afraid of Chihuahuas.
Yeah, that was, you know, I could understand, you know, I could see, you know, a nigger trying to medic your German Shepherd, but...
that's pretty much a given.
I think they pretty much stick to horses nowadays, don't they?
Or goats.
And goats, yeah, you're right. I wonder if you gave a nigger a choice between raping a goat and raping a horse, which one they would choose.
Well, the goats are smaller and more docile, so, you know, the horses are kind of big, it can get kicked by them and all that, so...
Yeah, but horses... But horses can be white, so...
Yeah.
Okay, number 8.
Your books.
Yep.
Books.
They are allergic to books. It's a proven fact. They are allergic to books. Anything above... Any book above, like, a Penthouse or a Playboy, they consider a book, and they stay as far away as possible from them.
I think niggers might be able to comprehend the concept of a pop-up book.
Maybe.
So long as the premise wasn't too complicated, they might be able to get that. So, number 7.
Condoms.
Oh, you're damn right about that.
Niggers are so stupid, they probably steal the used ones. Number 6.
Your job.
They can have my job, actually. My job sucks, but at least I got one. The number five thing niggers will not steal.
Deodorant.
Oh, of course.
Unfortunately. Can you imagine a world where niggers smelled good?
No.
Me neither. Number four.
A Java application.
So what we should do is we should just take our valuables and wrap them in a Java application and put them in a book.
Yeah, I'd do it.
Be safe forever. Number three.
A bale of cotton.
Cotton. That's true. Number two.
Vegetables.
Well, too bad marijuana is not considered a vegetable.
No, it isn't.
You know, at least
some herb.
Collard greens, for that matter.
Collard
greens.
That's
about the only vegetable they eat is collard greens.
Do you know what the collard part of collard greens is?
No idea.
It's actually, it's the collarbone. It's the neck bone, I think, of a pig.
Oh. Learn something new every day here on Chimp Out Radio.
You
wanna,
here's something else I first learned when I first moved into a niggerhood. There was a nigger that he was yelling at me because I was chopping down these weeds, and he goes, "What are you doing? You can eat that." I'm like, "What?" And he goes, "Yeah, that's pork salad. You ever heard of pork salad, Annie?" And I'm like, "No, I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about." There was a song in the 60s called Pork Salad Annie, and there was this weed that grows in Michigan that the niggers call it pork salad. They eat it.
Ugh.
It's pretty gross, but you can see it like growing in the ghettos. It's like ghetto food. They mix it up with scrambled eggs. I'm not making this up. Okay, and the number one thing that niggers will not steal is
soap.
Yeah. Even if it's on a rope and they can easily grab it, they still will not steal soap.
What if you had soap on a rope tied to something they wanted? Then do you think they'd steal it?
I don't know. Maybe.
I think they would avoid it. I mean, you know, they are allergic to soap, and they're allergic to rope.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a good point there. There are two reasons to avoid that.
Yeah.
Good point there, Snowdog.
Because they might get clean and they might get lynched, I guess. That's what they're thinking. I don't know. Wow.
Yeah. Clean and lynched, that's a really bad combo for niggers.
Thank you.
This next news story, once again related to the monkey shines down in Haiti. Niggers make roadblocks with dead niggers to protest relief efforts. Already there's been looting. And this is once again posted by Black Plague. Goes on to say, desperate Haitians have set up roadblocks with corpses in Port-au-Prince to demand quicker relief efforts after a massive earthquake killed tens of thousands, left countless others homeless. Angry survivors staged the protest as an international aid began arriving in the Haitian capital. So this is pure nigger logic here, guys.
I seem to remember a band like that, like Wall of Voodoo, back in the 80s.
Yeah, they did that Mexican radio song.
Yeah.
But this is pure nigger logic. They want the relief efforts to come in and help them, yet they are stacking bodies to hold them back. I mean, how does this make any sense to you guys?
Maybe if we take enough dead bodies and stack them up, Overdale.
Well, gentlemen, I think we've found our magic nigger, because some Haitian down there actually has come up with a use for niggers.
Yeah, roadblocks. Wow. But the story says Shaul Schwartz, a photographer for Time magazine, says he saw at least two downtown roadblocks formed with the bodies of earthquake victims in rocks. It's getting ugly out there. People are fed up with getting no help, he says. Looters have swarmed and collapsed supermarkets in a Delmas area of Port-au-Prince, carrying out electronics. There's no electricity, folks. And bags of rice. Others have siphoned gasoline from a wrecked tanker.
You're huffing gasoline from a wrecked tanker.
Oh, yeah, of course. And I mean, this is such typical TNB nigger logic, folks. They want people to help them, but they are creating roadblocks to prevent them from coming in. Duh! Fucking stupid niggers. Oh, my God.
I love it. This is some of the funniest stuff.
Well, let's see here. I create the roadblock. That mean they come here faster, right? Carrying out electronics. I mean, they were looting a store with electronics, and there's no damn electricity anywhere.
We can make a movie about this and call it Dawn of the Dreads.
Yeah. These niggers never cease to amaze me.
Well, maybe they were expecting the zombies to, like, want to get up and dance. So that's why they were stealing all those stereos.
Yeah, like that old Michael Jackson video. They thought that was a documentary.
They thought it was a documentary.
These little American Negroes got zombies.
And they dance.
We're supposed to have them. And they dance.
They dancing and shit.
Maybe they bite your ass.
Maybe they were looking for the zombie of Michael Jackson. You know, because now he's a good nigger, so who knows?
I don't think he really counts as a zombie if he'd reanimate there, because he's like half plastic. He'd be more like an android. It'd be TNB 3O or something.
I can't believe that's the end of the show already. Well, we had a lot of fun tonight, didn't we, Bird?
Yeah, we did. Making fun of Haiti.
It's too easy sometimes.
Yeah.
And what'd you think of being on the radio tonight, Gallo?
Oh, this is a lot of fun.
Well, we're glad to have you here.
Yes, thank you for being on.
Great to be here.
Also, a special thanks goes out to Latrine Jackscoon for flying all the way across the world to go visit godforsaken Haiti. And we'd like to thank Snowdog for joining us again tonight and reading off that awesome top 10 list. Good job. If you're hearing Chimp Out Radio for the first time and would like to get more episodes, the entire archived library of all 32 episodes is available not only at the forums of chimpout.com, but you can also visit us at chimpoutradio.com and chimptube.tv. If you haven't been to that site, go check it out, chimptube.tv. You can upload all kinds of videos. There's no real censorship. We are not politically correct. If you've got a video that you think is funny that you know will get deleted from YouTube, put it on chimptube.tv. It's free. Also like to thank UK Darky Destroyer for having a little fun at Oxfam's expense. Special thanks to the mods, administrators, and trustees for their submissions to this week's top 10 list. And if you would like to be a guest on Chimp Out Radio, private message either me, DJ Stupnik, or private message Birdman, and we'll see if we can get you on here. In the meantime, Chimpians, be proud of yourselves. And don't take any shit from any niggers.